this time, but bitch, I ain't no fiend. I got money on my mind, I be stacking my green. Shawty say she like my style, I be dripping with ease. Please don't send me naked pictures, I don't like to be teased. Say she got that super soaker, well, girl, just let me see. I ain't worried about these bitches, ain't scaring me. I was destined for this life, it's in my destiny. Friends wanna be friends when you doing the most. How you tell me you my bro, then you went out and told. Bitch say they down to ride, but be folding like clothes. Got purple hearts all on my garment, I ain't trusting a soul.
Say I ain't never forgotten out a soul worth a memory. Cause all these motherfuckers turn to foe and they envy. So I don't talk, I work hard.
You could be someone today and just be nobody tomorrow.
She said I'll never be shit, but I'll stay. Smoke, that's all we know. Tote, took a drag out of wood. Now she gone for my words, so we gone to my hood. Yeah, she gonna get it good. Yeah, she know who we are. She want this rockstar life. Yeah, she said I'm going far. And she off a bar. And she can't feel her face no more. Yeah, she off a bar and she can't feel her face no more. She said she can't feel her face no more.
From the WUBT-FM Blacksburg studios, this is the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
Alpha Phi Omega provides aid to Hurricane Florence in the Carolinas, Montgomery County stabbing case ends in 5-year sentence, and Kane-Stewart clash over sexual misconduct claims in final Senate debate. All this and more on your WUVT Evening News. I'm Isabella Rossi. Following the effects of Hurricane Florence, co-ed service fraternity Alpha Phi Omega, or APO, at Virginia Tech, collected donations and traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina, to volunteer last week. After Hurricane Florence, this is unpredictable route, North and South Carolina fell victim to the effects of the natural disaster. APO, which partners with organizations in Blacksburg, as well as around the state and country, decided it would tackle this with a trip to Charlotte, North Carolina. While in Charlotte, APO partnered with Habitat for Humanity and the United Methodist Committee on Relief. APO was tasked with making school supplies kits for elementary schoolers, including notebooks, pencils, and crayons. An Elliston man will serve 5 years in prison for stabbing a woman. Johnny Ray Kelly, 56, was sentenced last month in Montgomery County Circuit Court. He had earlier pled guilty to aggravated malicious wounding for a February 6 attack on a woman whose house he shared. Judge Turk imposed a 20-year sentence with 15 years suspended. According to the March hearing, Kelly lived with Bridget Heron and her mother, who had taken Kelly in as a renter. Kelly told investigators that there had been weeks of arguments about whether he should move out. Heron testified that Kelly walked into her home with a knife, told her that she had cost him everything, and attacked her. Heron suffered 3 broken ribs as well as cuts and bruises. U.S. Senator Tim Kaine and Republican challenger Corey Stewart spent the third and final debate of Virginia's state Senate race clashing over how to respond to sexual misconduct claims against public officials. Stewart took the opportunity to attack Kaine over what Stewart categorized as hypocritical scrutiny of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh from a Congress that has paid $17 million since 1997 to settle sexual assault or sexual harassment claims and other workplace disputes. It is not clear exactly how much of that money was related to sexual misconduct allegations. Kaine called Stewart's newfound focus on sexual harassment disingenuous. Kaine noted that Stewart defended Alabama Republican Roy Moore, who faced allegations that he sought sexual relationships with teenage girls while in his 30s. Now over to Grant with your Hokie Sports News.
Thanks, Izzy. The men's soccer team suffered a tough loss on Tuesday. the number 19 Hokies hosted the 2-6 South Carolina Gamecocks at Thompson Field. The Hokies struck first with a goal from Nico Quashi in the 17th minute. Christo Strickler had a great assist on the play. However, outside of that, Tech did not have much offense. The Gamecocks consistently put the pressure on, and it paid off with a tying goal in the 43rd minute. Both teams had chances in the second half, but neither could capitalize, sending the game to overtime. In the first 10 minutes, there were not any great scoring chances for either team. The second overtime period, on the other hand, was marked by an offensive push for Virginia Tech. Yet, with less than 30 seconds remaining, the Gamecocks sprung free on a counterattack. Luca Meyer fired a deep shot over the head of Hokies goaltender Mathis Swanevelde to complete the shocking upset with just 19 seconds remaining. Virginia Tech will look to get back to their winning ways this weekend with a big conference matchup at number 3 North Carolina on Saturday. The women's soccer team has a huge game this evening. Virginia Tech will travel north to take on number 11 Boston College. The Hokies have won 3 in a row, including an upset of number 6 Virginia and a 2-0 victory over Pittsburgh last weekend. The Eagles will be a tough test for the Hokies, as they come in at 11-1 on the season. Tech needs to get the offense going early in this one and try to rattle fifth-year senior goalkeeper Alexis Bryant, who boasts an impressive 0.6 goals against average this season. Fans can catch the game at 7 p.m. on ACC Network Extra. Tomorrow, the volleyball team travels to Atlanta for a conference matchup with Georgia Tech. After an impressive 3-0 sweep of North Carolina last Friday, the Hokies were brought back down to earth in a loss to NC State on Sunday. Virginia Tech still boasts an 11-5 overall record, including a 2-2 mark in ACC play. While the Yellow Jackets have a similar overall record at 12-6, they have struggled since the start of conference play, going just 1-4 in the ACC. The game will take place at 7 p.m. Friday on ACC Network Extra. In football, the Hokies are gearing up for what is undoubtedly their biggest game so far this season. Number 6 Notre Dame rolls into Blacksburg this Saturday, led by new quarterback Ian Book. This will be the first time the Fighting Irish have visited Blacksburg, and the Hokies won the previous meeting between the two teams in 2016 in South Bend. Despite all the national hype, head coach Justin Fuente has continued to focus on the challenge of beating a top-10 caliber Notre Dame team. Quote, "I feel like my one experience playing against them, I knew we were playing a very talented, well-coached football team," said Fuente. "This time around, I think we're playing an even more talented, even more well-coached football team, and that's going to provide us a lot of challenges on many fronts," end quote. Tech fans should prepare to bring the noise for ABC's primetime 8 p.m. matchup in Blacksburg. That's all for today's Virginia Tech Sports Update. For WUVT Sports, I'm Grant Atkinson. Now over to Drew with weather.
Thanks, Grant. Today we saw a summer-esque day with a high around 85 and it was a little bit humid. Tonight it will be a little bit more chilly with a low around 67. Tomorrow we'll see highs again with around mid-80s, and then there'll be a slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow evening, lows will be around 67. Saturday, for the big game, we'll have pretty fair weather. Only a slight chance of thunderstorms throughout the day, with a high around 78. Around game time, temperatures will be in the low 70s to upper 60s until hitting the overnight low of 66 degrees. Sunday, it will be partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s and lows in the mid-60s. Monday, it will be partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s and low in the low 60s. That's all for weather. From WUVT, I'm your meteorologist, Drew Shear. Now back to Izzy.
Thanks, Drew. It's currently sunny in the New River Valley. It's 78 in Roanoke, 78 in Dublin and Pulaski, 76 in Marion, 79 near Bluefield, and it is 80 degrees outside of the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Isabella.
And that was the WUVT News, and I am DJ Cornboy, taking over for the next 2 hours, bringing you some lovely jazz on an absolutely beautiful Thursday. Coming up first, we've got some new music for you from Christian Sands, but before that, this hour of programming is brought to you by the Moss Arts Center. The Cuban ensemble El Septeto Santiaguero infuses an adventurous streak into the traditional son music of its native Cuba. Before winning the 2015 Latin Grammy Award for Best Traditional Tropical Album and sparking collaborations with salsa stars like Jose Alberto, the seven captivating performers hone their sound at the famous Casa de la Trova nightclub, cultivating an infectious call-and-response style that heats up dance floors wherever they go. Experience El Septeto Santiaguero at the Moss Arts Center this Friday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Ann, Ellen, and Fife Theater. Details at artscenter.vt.edu. WUVT thanks the Moss Arts Center for their support. Yeah, so that is this Friday. El Septeto Santiaguero at the Moss Arts Center. And now, bringing you some new music from Christian Sands. Thank you. On Saturday, October 13th, the Red Barn across from Heritage Park will be hosting their annual square dance featuring caller Old Man Kelly and live music from Farm Use Only. The square dance is suited for all ages and experience levels. Your ticket includes farm-made dinner prepared by Tabula Rasa, handcrafted kombucha, soda, and brew are available for purchase from Rising Silo Brewery. Proceeds from the evening benefit the SNAP Double Value Program at the Blacksburg Farmers Market. That was some Benny Green we just heard, and coming up we also got some Freddie Hubbard, some Chet Baker, great trumpet players up ahead. My theme, if you could call it that, for today is some music I've never heard before, from some artists I've never heard before. So we're both going to hear something new today. So, but until then, here's something familiar. This is Freddie Hubbard.
Thank you.
This hour of programming is brought to you by the Moss Art Center. The Cuban ensemble El Septeto Santiaguero infuses an adventurous streak into the traditional son music of its native Cuba. Before winning the 2015 Latin Grammy Award for Best Traditional Tropical Album and sparking collaborations with salsa stars like Jose Alberto, the seven captivating performers hone their sound at the famous Casa de la Trova nightclub, cultivating an infectious call-and-response style that heats up the dance floors wherever they go. Experience El Septeto Santiaguero at the Moss Arts Center Friday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Ann and Ellen Fife Theater. Details at artcenter.vt.edu. WUVT thanks the Moss Arts Center for their support. The Moss Arts Center is a wonderful building. Can't get enough of it. And that show's tomorrow. Just a reminder. Another show that's happening this weekend is the Wind Ensemble, another ensemble I'm a part of. That is Sunday at 3 p.m. We'll be performing. The theme of the evening is called Fight for Freedom. We're performing works about the invasion of Czechoslovakia by the Russians or the USSR at that point. There'll be lots of great music. Incredible music will be played. It'll be a good time. But anyway, there's a slightly special theme that I'm doing with this show. It's not really any sort of overarching huge theme, but I just wanted to give a special shout out to a relative of mine. Back in the 20s and 30s, a very long time ago, it turns out that I actually had a very old family member who was in radio. My old, I guess, great-grandpa, Paul Hoffman, a.k.a. Mr. Midnight, who was spinning records and playing live music, live jazz, at WGBB in Freeport, Long Island, believe it or not. He was pretty popular. His brother had played with Irving Berlin at some point, And I didn't know that until this weekend, just heard about that from my family, so it's cool to see where our roots take us, and, you know, now I'm playing some records from stuff that he maybe would have played back in the day. Probably not Freddie Hubbard, but, you know. But anyway, as sort of a tribute to my old relative Mr. Midnight, I'm going to be playing some Midnight-themed tunes here coming up. And so this first one is Round Midnight. Thank you. Baker, Round Midnight, and this is Henry Butler, Blues After. Thank you. my great-grandpa, Mr. Midnight, Paul Hoffman. And that's enough Midnight theming for now. That was fun for me. Hopefully it was fun for you, too. Coming up, new music from Dave McMurray. This is Paris Rain.
Thank you.
On Thursday, October 11th, from 7 to 9 p.m., you can join the DMV's Beats by Jay Black and some of the area's best music producers for a head-to-head beat battle in the Newman Library's multipurpose room. The winner gets a $250 reward. After the battle, Beats by Jay Black will lead a workshop breaking down his artistic process. To enter the beat battle, you can email vtditc@gmail.com no later than October 4th. That's email vtditc@gmail.com by no later than tomorrow. I will actually be a part of this, interesting enough. So if you'd like to duel me on the turntables, could be fun. I feel like I'm plugging everything I'm doing tonight. Kind of, or that, like, soon, this weekend, whatever you want to call it. Pretty weird. But anyway, you are listening to WUVT Blacksburg. I'm Cornboy. Got some Miles Davis for you coming up. If you'd like to make any requests, you can call 540-231-9888. And I'll see if we got whatever you want in the stacks. But for right now, here's Miles. Thank you. Once again, a huge thank you to the Moss Art Center for sponsoring this last hour of music.